It was just about a year ago that Washington University professor Henry Schwey was visiting New Orleans to deliver a paper on one of his favorite topics, Tennessee Williams. During a side visit to Faulkner House Books, he found a small blue test booklet that was used by Williams in 1937 for a Greek exam he took while he was a student at Washington University in St. Louis. And in that textbook, an unpublished poem by the famous writer. Washington University in St. Louis announced the news today, and joining us now is Henry Schwey, and thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about that find. When did you realize that you had gold in your hand there?
Well, it's still rather hard to imagine, but I went into the bookstore, which specializes in, had a lot of signed editions of Williams' books, and I had been in the bookshop before and looked through most of the editions, and then I asked the owner, Joe DeSalvo, if he had anything else, any ephemera, any paper works of Williams, and he produced a fairly substantial file of photographs and some old programs and some things that were signed and some not signed. And then in a plastic, clear plastic envelope, I saw it and I knew immediately what it was. It had the name of the university. It had TH period Williams at the top. And I opened it, and I realized it was, of course, a blue book. The blue books look exactly the same today. And I realized it was his Greek exam. And I knew that this was of significance simply because I had studied Williams. I had just directed the premiere of this play that he had written at the same time in 1937 called Mi Vasha, which was the reason he left Washington University. He was very unhappy with the reception of this play. But the crowning blow, as it were, was failing this examination.
And in this blue book, as opposed to writing down the answers to his Greek exams, he wrote a poem?
Well, what happened is I thumbed through the examination itself, and the different aspects of the exam were marked D minus, C plus, etc.
Ouch.
Well, he knew in his diary he said, "Tomorrow Greek final, which I will undoubtedly flunk." This was he knew it was coming, but at the then I kept turning the pages for some reason. The rest of the pages were blank, and then near the end was this poem. Written in the same pencil as the exam and with the title erased. The original title was called Sad Song, and it was erased but clearly visible beneath the erasure. Mm-hmm. And on top of it was written the new title, Blue Song. And I read the poem, and it was absolutely, I mean, just being punched in the stomach. It was a very powerful little work. It's only 17 lines long. Very powerful, and it describes William's despair at that moment. He was clearly flunking out of school. He had received no commendation in this playwriting festival competition, which he was really hoping for. The winning playwright was to receive a prize of $50, which may not sound like very much today, but when you think that tuition in those days was $150, and he was reliant upon his grandparents to pay that tuition, a $50 prize was quite a significant amount of money.
Sure, this was the depths of the Depression. Can you read us a bit of this poem?
I'd be happy to. I have it here. I'll just read you first lines or so. Blue Song. I am tired. I am tired of speech and of action. If you should meet me upon a street, do not question me, for I can tell you only my name and the name of the town I was born in. That's the way that the poem begins. And it's this idea of I am tired of speech and of action is a kind of refrain running through the poem. Hmm. And it describes a feeling of absolute despair, I think.
So this is more than juvenilia.
Well, I think it is. We have to remember that Tennessee Williams was 25 years old, although he was still an undergraduate at this time. And a lot of his so-called juvenilia are of tremendous importance and quite outstanding as literary work. Williams wrote poems. At this point in his life, he probably considered himself a poet rather than a playwright. And he worked out his ideas in short story form and in poems. And they formed the germs of what were to become his major plays. So I would say it is more than juvenilia, yes.
And is this poem, I understand there's still some legal complications, but when those are cleared up, is this going to be published?
I certainly should hope so. I think it's of significance, and I think that scholars would like to see it. And it also elucidates the role of St. Louis in his upbringing. We associate Tennessee Williams, of course, with New Orleans for a very good reason, but mm-hmm. he was constantly reacting against St. Louis as an obstacle, as something to fight through. And I think that this poem indicates that fact, that he really felt out of – he felt as though he didn't have a name. There's one of the lines in the poem suggests that he doesn't have a name. He doesn't have an identity. And clearly it's interesting that within a year and a half, when he goes to New Orleans, he does change his name to Tennessee from Tom. Hmm. So I think that the poem really fits right into this aspect of sense of sadness, of loss of self, at the same time trying to fight through it, which we associate with Tennessee Williams.
Still amazing that a blue book with such dreadful grades in it would have survived all of these years. Henry Chevet,
it is amazing.
Thanks very much for it.
My very great pleasure.
Henry Chevet, congratulations. He's the chair of the Performing Arts Department at Washington University in St. Louis. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.